Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's the biggest what if of your life? Like, what's one that you think about on a regular basis? Not that you would change it.
Man.
Because I don't want to assume that there is a lack of happiness in your life. Like, I am delighted with my life as it is, but that doesn't mean that there aren't things that I think of. I will give you the ones that come up for me, since I thought of this, and we'll go first. One, I almost took a job. I didn't even apply for it, but I was told if I applied, I would have a good chance to be the play-by-play voice of the Idaho Stampede in the Continental Basketball Association. Turns out they played one season, the league folded, but the guy who was going there and ran the team was well-connected with the NBA. And I always wonder if that had worked out, would I have been able to parlay that? I think I would have just ended up living in Boise, and that would have been where things went, which wouldn't have been the worst.
Probably.
But a completely different path, because I almost did that before we were doing free beer and hot wings. And then the other big one career-wise is, when we moved to Knoxville, we had an offer to move to Tucson at the same time to a more established station that would have been a better situation for us to be in, though we still weren't ready to do what they probably would have wanted us to do. But yeah, we would have learned more quickly. And I always wonder what the path would have looked like then. But we didn't.
Yeah,
those are the ones professional that I have.
Yes. I have a hard time narrowing this topic down because this is something I think about all the time. Just like various scenarios, like what if I had done this or what if I had done this? Because obviously every day we make decisions that change everything and everything could be different. I'm like, what if I didn't break up with my first girlfriend in high school? What if I didn't go? What if instead of a
Did you break up with your first girlfriend for a dumb reason that it could have been salvaged?
Oh, yeah. We dated like three times. Like, I mean, we could like. And we're still like we're friendly now, but obviously it's many years
past.
You think
of it because you see her on Facebook and she's a good looking 50-year-old.
Sure.
Popped out some good looking kids and became doctors or something.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that about pretty much everybody I've ever dated. Like, what if that had worked or what if this had worked or what if I had made that decision? But beyond that, like when I applied to colleges, I got accepted to Central Michigan and Michigan State. Considered going to Michigan State. How would my life have been different if I had gone to Michigan State? One, I don't meet you. None of this happens.
Yeah.
No one in this room is in this room now. If I go to Michigan State, we don't meet. Your trajectory is different. And so everything is just different.
Yeah.
So who knows how that turns out? Same with professional.
You got to pick one. Pick one. That's the game.
That's probably the biggest one involving college and like having you as a roommate or something, because that everything I have now is kind of dependent upon that, about that moment in college.
It's very difficult to separate all of our regular life from the professional life because I couldn't agree more. Kelly, what's your biggest what if?
My biggest what if is probably what if I wouldn't have gone to college? I have a couple that I go to, like Hot Wings. I had a couple career ones.
Because you weren't going to go, were you?
Exactly. At a really young age, I graduated high school at 17, and I didn't want to go to college. I didn't love the idea of going to college. I wasn't entirely sold on what I wanted to do. I always thought, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be a teacher, something where like I was helping or educating in some way. And then once I got out of school, I was like, the last thing I want to do is go and sit in a freaking classroom. And I waited until the week before classes had started. I'd gotten into Georgia Southern and a couple schools that were really good schools and had gone and toured different universities. And my dad was like, you got to make up your mind. And at the time, I think he understood my young mind a lot better than I did. And what I maybe would have done with that kind of freedom, because it's kind of what he did before he went to West Point and then joined the military. And he just looked at me and he's like, I think you'd really enjoy going to a smaller school that doesn't feel so intimidating. I think you could still play sports and have a great time. And then we went to Newberry College and toured it, and I had an opportunity there, and I went. Had I never done that, I do wonder, would I still be in Augusta, Georgia? You know, would I still be living in our little hometown of Harlem, Georgia?
You think so?
No.
Doing what? Being a teacher?
I don't.
Well, no,
I,
not if you didn't go to school.
Honestly, I don't know what I would have done, but I think I would have become one of those friends that kind of got around everywhere and maybe ended up back home. But I would have wanted to have traveled for sure. I don't think I would have stayed put.
Yeah.
But that's my biggest what I if wonder, I would have.
What's
you know?
Kelly Cheese like if she goes to a larger, like Georgia Southern is like 20,000 students or
I would
whatever,
have failed
right?
out for sure. There's no
probably.
Way. My professors cared a lot for me at Newberry, and they gave me multiple chances to be like, hey, you got to get your essay. I got arrested a couple of times in college. Had I done that at a bigger school, I'd have been in so much more trouble. There would have been so much more temptation to party. At a smaller school, I could party and get in trouble and still make it to class. And my professors knew me well enough to sit me down like my parents would have. And I took them seriously. I respected
Whereas instead
them.
Of just being a face in a crowd of 250 mm-hmm.
yeah.
in lecture
halls. Oh, yeah.
Mantla, what about you?
I mean, I talked about it a couple weeks ago where it's what if I hadn't left this show the first time I left and came and then went a different path, if I would have just stayed from 2019 on. But then when I was in Lansing and I was ready to leave there, just because things, I was like, maybe I just need a break or I need to try something different mm-hmm. here, because at that point, my co-host at the time was leaving and I was like, man, it's been two co-hosts in 2 years. Am I the problem? Is it just
yeah,
this
is, it
bill?
Me?
Is it me? Is it this building? What is it? So when I was leaving, our talent coach at the time kind of talked me up to a couple people and I got a call from somebody out in Boston mm-hmm. who was like, you seem to be exactly what we're looking for. We'll get you out here and kind of test things out. Are you interested? And I just wasn't ready to make that kind of move yet. So I kind of said, thank you,
you
so much.
Didn't even go.
No, I was like, thank you so much for thinking of me. But I always sit back and I'm like, man, that would have been really cool. If it would have worked out, who knows? But mm-hmm. yeah, if I would have gone to Boston.
I want to know which station.
What would I have been doing?
Were you joining a show that was already there or being built into one?
Not entirely sure.
I didn't
get that many details. I knew it was going to be a top 40 station.
Hmm.
But yeah, I didn't
You'd
end up going.
Fine.
And then, but now I'm here. And this is ultimately where I wanted to be. So worked out.
Steve, what's yours? When you threw away your BMX bike and decided not to do it, not to be rad?
No, it was, what if I had joined the Peace Corps?
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real divergence.
Do you think Steve would be some sort of beatnik living somewhere in the woods, making soup out of, like, sticks?
He does own a lot of flip-flops.
Yeah.
But, boy, I just don't see that. I don't see that. I mean.
No, I think I was just, I was at a point where I needed something new. I needed to find a passion, I guess, and I was just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So I was hoping, I mean, you hear so many people about when they do things like that, kind of step out of their comfort zone and it's the perfect thing for them. And they end up falling into some opportunity or something, you know, the stars align mm-hmm. and something just happens and you're like, ah, of course I'm here.
You needed some action.
This is exactly where I was supposed to be.
Hot Wings, you're taking some strays for not being able to pick one. This text, Hot Wings, it's hard to pick one. Also, Hot Wings, if I didn't eat Frosted Flakes on May 7th, 1992, I bet I'd be dead now.
Look, I understand some people can't understand the mind of an overthinker that ponders these things all the time, but I'm just being honest. Like, it is very hard for me to narrow down those things because I think about them all the mm-hmm. time.
Well,
like,
I wonder,
it never
too, like,
stop. My mind never stops.
My dad chose to retire where he retired because we were all going to be in high school within that year or the next couple of years. And mm-hmm. my dad thought it was really important for us not to move around during those years.
Because you had all those other years.
Right. What if he would have chosen somewhere else? You know, would I have...
Your personality might be entirely different.
I know.
That's such
I
a
know.
Formative
different.
Time.
Very
it's
different.
It's so crazy.
You could be... Because if he'd you born in Kansas, what if he'd done it there?
Oh, that'd have been terrible.
You'd be
just
holding
kidding.
Signs outside of performers' things, calling their fans' names. the Westboro family and everything.
Oh, no, boy, that would have been so different.
You know how Easy Kelly falls into cults?
I love them.
She would have been slurring so many gays.
I got a thing for crowds that are aggressive and love each other.
It is too bad that you were, like, geographically about as far from them as you could get.
Thank God we never ended up in California. I'd have been a lost soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Now I'd be working on a weed farm in the time of my life.
Yeah, right.
On a compound called the New Mansons.
Yeah, somehow running it. Not really sure what I'm doing now.
Somebody says, I picture Steve on the Peace Corps bus like Michael Scott and Andy when they got on the bus trip to Mexico with the students of the church and immediately regretted it. Stop the bus, everybody!
Weren't they all singing like super churchy songs the whole time?
Yeah, that was great.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.